morning.
Good afternoon. And good night.
Oh, and Squarespace.
Oh, yes.
And Squarespace.com.
Squarespace.
You know, I've heard of a lot of people these days who are like, oh, I'm trying to start a website. And I'm like, have you been to Squarespace? And they're like, nah, what's that? And by the time they say that, I'm already gone.
Yeah.
I'm down the street.
Right.
Because I'm so embarrassed. And honestly, I look back in my own history,
yeah,
and I'm embarrassed for myself. Honestly. Do you know, I'm being serious. This is not even just me promoting Squarespace. I'm about to give you a facto.
Uh-huh. Facto.
If I could go back and do one thing in life, it would be to redo my site the way I could have done it with Squarespace. Because yeah, instead I hired this guy, I spent tons of money, and guess what? To this day, until I completely strip it all down and redo it with Squarespace, my site has been a disaster. It has been a thorn in my side forever because it was designed the wrong way.
Right. But now with Squarespace, it's easy.
Well, if I had just gone to Squarespace, I could have done it myself. I would have never had to pay some idiot, schmidiot, if you will.
Right, schmidiot.
Yeah, schmidiot. And if the people out there are looking to start a website or a blog or have a web store or do anything, they could go to Squarespace, use the code WANEP, and get a sweet discount.
Yeah.
And
you need a website. Obviously, you know you need a website in today's times.
In this day and age?
No matter what you do. It could be a very simple website, or it could be an extremely not complicated, but
in depth
website. All that could be done with Squarespace.
What if someone out there is saying, "But Saif, I don't need a website. I'm a welder."
Well, then you should turn the welding tool, what is that called? The flamethrower.
Yes.
Turn it to your face. Burn your jugular.
Yeah.
All right. Until you pass out from bleeding out.
Okay.
And understand that you are living in the 1900s.
You mean even
if it's 99.
You mean even a welder should have a website.
You have to have a website.
Yeah, exactly. You can share all your welding tips with your friends. There's so much you can do. You know, I didn't know you were going to tell them to burn themselves.
Yeah.
When I started.
Well, I'm sorry.
Anyways, Squarespace.com. Use that code WANEP. Support the podcast and make yourself an amazing website. Squarespace.
Thank you.
Build it simple. Anyways, Cypher, how are you?
I'm all right.
What's wrong?
I don't know. Nothing.
Come on.
Nothing's
Come
wrong.
On. Come
Nothing's
on. Wrong. Let it go.
Nothing. It's nothing to even work into a sentence. What's wrong with you?
Nothing's wrong with me. I feel pretty good. I'm going to Chicago on Friday.
Nice. Why?
Lollapalooza.
Oh, nice. Are you on it?
No.
You're just going?
I'm not on it. I am I'm hosting some stuff for my friends at Mitchell and Ness.
Nice.
Doing some interviews and yada, 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 yada. So, yeah, that'll be cool.
Yeah.
You are going to?
Toronto.
For OVO Fest.
Yeah, Caravan, OVO Fest, all the same shit. I'm really going just to get away.
Just a few days.
Yeah. Like 5 days.
In the dot.
Yeah.
Is Drewski going?
Nobody's going.
Dolo mission?
Yeah.
Whew. What does that feel like right now in your life?
And something needed.
Really?
Yeah.
Just need a time, not be taking care of a child or a wife.
Yeah.
Just going to be on your own.
Yeah, I actually got I went Airbnb this time. Got like a nice apartment.
In downtown Toronto.
Yeah.
Oh, so you're like living a life. So basically you're going to live a pretend single alone life.
I'm going to live a writer's life. I'm going to get up and write every day. By myself, no distractions, not having to be anywhere.
Are you very excited about this?
Very.
How many gigs do you have?
4.
Oh, yeah, of course, you have nothing to do. But that's all at night, I'm guessing. Like in the
evening. At night, yeah.
Starting what day?
Thursday, Friday, Sunday, Monday.
What are you doing, like an after party for OVO?
Yeah, that's Monday.
That you're doing the big after party? Isn't it like a monstrous like thing?
I don't know.
You're just doing some after party.
Yeah.
And you don't know what it is. You're showing up.
Yeah, just
showing up. Blessing them, turned him. By the way, I got to tell you, one of the most crazy things about you, and by the way,
yeah,
there are a lot of them.
Yeah, of course.
Is when I see you out and people go, "How you doing, man? You DJ?" You're like, "Nah, I'm not really. I don't even do any DJ gigs." And even your version of not doing any DJ gigs is so many more DJ gigs.
Well, I used to
gigs.
DJ like 5 nights a week.
What are you at now?
Sometimes none.
But sometimes?
One.
Two. three?
Nah.
And never?
There's not any weeks where I DJ two times a week anymore.
Now, do you miss it beyond financially?
Yeah.
What part do you miss?
The fun.
Is it?
The fun of playing a song and people reacting.
You like that part?
Yeah.
How does it compare to saying a joke and people react?
It's the same feeling.
But it's so much easier to play a song.
Oh, yeah. The process is harder. But you're talking about the moment. That moment.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's with telling jokes, it comes faster. But then you're also on time on stage less.
Right. You have hours DJing sometimes. Yeah. Maybe 2 hours you can have.
Right.
So what else is new? Anything happening?
What's happening?
Did you get a lot of positive feedback from the Sasha Jenkins, McDaniels episode?
Oh, yeah, because we begged for it.
Yeah. I like that a lot of people told us to fuck ourselves also.
Yeah. Yeah, that was pretty cool.
Yeah, no, a lot of people didn't know much about Sasha, so they got put on to Sasha Jenkins, who is a very
here's one of my problems in life. I have a problem, because this is going to sound weird.
Here we go.
Everyone knows or should know everything I know, right?
Yeah, they don't.
I know. Nobody does.
So you think that the whole world knows who Sasha Jenkins is and he played this
once
important...
I met Sasha Jenkins and found out who he was and then started keeping track of things he did, I think everyone knows the same thing. And when they don't, I get mad.
Well, are you aware that your experience is different than other people?
Yes.
You're now aware of it?
Yeah.
You weren't before?
I mean, I was, but it was a problem I had. It was a problem. Like, everything, not just Sasha Jenkins, everything. If I know how to create a playlist in iTunes and set it up the way I DJ, you should know that, too.
You know, that's true. I've seen you get mad at things that there's no way someone could know before.
Yeah.
Because I don't know if people are aware of this or not, but you and I used to spend an awful lot of time together.
Yeah, key phrase, awful.
No, I said often. Did I say?
Oh, I thought you said awful.
No, I said awful amount of time together. You're right.
Awful amount of time.
Yeah, you're right.
But that's not.
No, you were right. It was emphasis on awful. You're right. And Shawnee was reminiscing the other day on one of the many times when you almost beat me up. And I think the time we came down to two times which we were reminiscing on most in which you almost beat me up. One in which I said, I particularly like this one because. What I said I was gonna do was so disrespectful, but I didn't do it. I just said I would do it. Do you remember that?
I think spit on me.
Why would I say that? Why would I say I will spit on you? I was like, I'll spit in your face, and you're like, what? Let's go outside. But then there was another time when Shawnee said it was me saying shut the fuck up, but it was the emphasis I put on the fuck he said.
Yeah, I don't know that one.
He was like, you hit him with a. Shut the fuck up.
Oh, yeah.
And he was like, and when you put the emphasis on the fuck, he said, when you say fuck that way, it's fighting words. and then you were like, let's go. And you just started walking outside. And I'm like, where are you going?
Well, I politely invited you to go outside.
No, you politely were like, let's go outside. And I was like, I don't understand what you mean. Which is so vintage in me because I say things which are inflammatory enough to fight, but I don't subscribe to the fighting part. So I just want to get people to that mat where they want to fight. And that's stupid because...
But you want to do that?
No. Not to the fighting part. I just assume I'm trying to be as mean as I can. But like to some people, mean as I can means, okay, now we fight.
Right.
Whereas to me, it's like, no. Now you be mean. Now you say something.
Right.
Now you be as mean as you can. But that's not how everyone operates.
No. I was talking to somebody about you the other day about your... I hate defending you.
I know, thanks.
But I fucking...
Have to do it.
I hate you.
I know.
But when people say you're not real hip-hop, I gotta...
How often does that be what comes up?
It's pretty often. I'm not often, but it comes up.
Because I would just assume it's other things like, yo, Rosenberg's a dickhead or like...
No, yeah, those I don't... That I agree with.
You're like, yeah, of course. Of course he's a dickhead.
I know.
But so they're like, yo, Rosenberg's a dickhead.
Yo, this fucking suburban white boy thinks he knows hip-hop. I'm like... Ugh. Fuck.
Hold on.
Fuck. Actually, the only reason why we get along so well is because of the mutual love for hip hop and the dedication to trying to make a life out of what is essentially a fucking broken art form. You know? And his knowledge and his respect for it. And
what do they say then? When
because
you say
the,
that?
Here's what I'm starting to realize. To me and to other people like me, most black people in New York, hip hop is more than music. It's literally a way of life.
It's a way of living, of course.
It's a way of living. So when I describe you, it's mostly the music.
Mostly, yes.
And then from the music, you heard something and you would try to apply it. But if you come from it, you look like you're applying it wrong or you're forcing it.
Sure.
Like stuff like MOP slang.
Right,
MOP slang is literally having to duck gunshots in the projects.
Now, when you say MOP slang, are you referring to simply the way they sing gunshots?
Like block up, block
up. Like block up, block up, block up, block up, block up, blow.
Right.
Now, do you mean that?
Something like that, yes.
Okay. And now, if I say that...
To you, it's just a music reference.
Right.
To people who grew up in the projects, it's a music reference, but it's a music reference of something specific that happens
that they may be aware of.
Right. So MOP, this is all, for example, this happens a lot. For MOP, for example, has been shot at, and then they take that experience and make art out of it.
Right.
You only hear the art part.
Right.
And kind of I don't know what's the word. Like, I guess repeat it. But
I don't have a full understanding. I can't.
But now hip hop is very aggressive. So when you, as a white kid from the suburbs, say that and then you kind of make a joke about it, they want to be like, you don't even know the half, yo.
Right. Sure. But even though if we were having a serious conversation, I would talk about it totally differently. But because it's my frame of reference of everything in my life, of course, I naturally joke about it when something's a part of your life all the time. It's the same way you are.
There's no curators of the hip-hop culture. Curator is not the right word. But there's no authority. There's no counsel. So everybody thinks the way they think of it is the way it should be.
Yeah, but what about this? They say it on the song. Listen.
We don't rap. It's not about rap. We living it. What they talking about? It's not about cars and doing what you read about in the newspaper and the magazine.
You hear what they're saying?
It's his reality. This is our form of nature. This is how we live.
Salute.
Now everybody on earth wanna rap.
See, but that's what must get people so mad about me to a degree, because like Rosenberg doesn't get what we're saying. But at the same time, he has the exact MOP reference to talk about exactly what we're trying to say.
Right.
Even though I don't understand what he's saying there.
And that's not completely true. You understand it.
But I don't pretend to have lived it, so it can sound almost like I'm mocking it.
Right.
But I'm not at all.
Right.
There's some people that I think are mocking it. It really gets me upset.
But the funny thing is, everybody who's in the hip-hop culture also mocks it.
Yes.
But when you mock it, it's bad.
See, it's funny because it's so rarely like the actual artists who create it that feel that way. It's like the fans of the artists, I guess. The artists have been around me. I guess the artists, it's different because like you have a different relationship with someone if like... no one had played your music in a long time, and then you drive around and you keep hearing me playing it. It's hard to hate me. It's like, maybe at first they did hate me.
Yeah.
But then they were like, fuck, he's the only guy who's playing it. I had an opportunity to play a lot of these things. Yeah. And I'm not saying some of them don't hate me. I'm sure there's some people who do.
Yeah, no, I'm just only talking about, people big you up all the time, but that's boring to talk about.
No, people hate me too, though. Let's not get twisted.
No, yeah, I'm talking about the people that
hate me.
Dislike you.
No, thank you very much. Hey, Saif, do you have an iPhone wire you could use real quick?
Like a charger?
Just a charger to plug into your computer, mayhaps?
Yep.
Don't worry, I won't give your computer any kind of weird...
Jew virus?
You handled your business, can't get your grip. Can I get a witness? Ghetto people, your dreams have now been fulfilled. Grip your steel. Handled your business, can't get your grip. Can I get a witness?
Isn't this one of your favorite Mo P songs?
That is.
Did you happen to pay attention to the Funk Flex fiasco last night at all?
Nope.
Now, does that mean you weren't even aware of it?
I'm aware of all of it. I listened to Funk Flex on Friday for 4 minutes. Not even. 3 minutes.
Okay.
and was just utterly disgusted.
What, by his teardown of Drake?
Not him, just of hip hop, of just this whole nonsense. All the like rap beef, Ghostface and Bronson, Meek and Drake, it's all fucking ridiculous. And I know I sound like an old man, and guess what? I'm gonna start embracing my old manness.
Well, guess what, Syph? I gotta tell you.
Fucking ridiculous.
I didn't think you'd even have an opinion, so I'm sort of excited to know what you mean.
Yeah.
Well, what do you mean? You were just disgusted by all the beefing?
Yeah, like fucking, and then it's the same as the East Coast, West Coast shit, right? The East Coast, West Coast shit happened. Tragedy struck because of it.
Yes.
Afterwards, everybody was like, it was the media. The media is what made it. We didn't really have beef. It was the media. Two coasts didn't hate each other. It was just two camps, the media. But now, everywhere I look, and I'm trying to avoid it.
Okay.
Everywhere I look is like ghostwriting. Oh, did you know you had a ghostwriter? What's a ghostwriter? Oh, shit. What do you think about Drake having... And this is like blurbs on Twitter or like Complex or shit that I'm going through my email. I get like Complex emails, so I look at them sometimes just to like stay somewhat abreast. And like, it's like there's three articles in one Complex email about Drake ghostwriting, Drake's ghostwriters and shit. And I was just like, what the fuck, man? Like, we're going to start all this drama over something that every single person that ever has been in a studio does? Everybody gets a line from somebody. Writing all those songs is hard to do. A&R, I finished many rappers' lines as an A&R. Ooh, maybe you should say, da-da-da-da-da-da. You know what I'm saying?
Wait, hold on. You're not about to come for Cuckoo Cow right now, are
you? I'm about to come from True Life, Cuckoo Cow.
They're all about to get it.
They're all about to get it.
So that was my main takeaway, that I was interviewed at some point during something for Peter Palooza Press about it, and I said, y'all didn't know that Drake co-wrote songs?
Yeah.
I thought it was a known thing. He bought Majid Jordan, Hold On, We're Going Home.
Yeah.
I thought everyone knew that. Yeah. Like, it's not a big deal. That was an R&B song he made. It was a beautiful song.
Yeah, R&B songs are... No one writes... No, almost no artist writes their own R&B songs. There's always writers.
Well, you know, Whitney Houston wrote I Will Always Love You.
No, she didn't.
She didn't?
No.
In fact, there are some who would argue that it was actually performed by another artist many years before it was performed.
Big titty artist.
Matter of fact, here you go. Never heard this before. I haven't heard this in my life. Have you ever heard this?
Yeah.
I guess maybe I have. Let me see when I hear.
If I should stay, I would only be in your way.
I mean, Whitney, I think Whitney murdered her on. This, I think, is more up your alley. You know what song this is?
9 to 5. Did Dolly write her own songs?
I don't think so. By the way, can we make this the new theme song of one episode?
Yeah.
Like, if you and I had a sitcom, I would like this theme. And the blood starts pumping. Out on the streets, the traffic starts jumping. With folks like me on the job from 9 to 5. I have the 45 in case you're wondering. But anyways, yeah, I didn't understand why this was such a huge deal. And I didn't. And then I'm stuck in this. So
it's not
stupid.
It's not gonna go well. What happens with Meek?
Oh, Meek's in Toronto tonight.
Yeah.
Well, you don't think it'll. You think it could actually get bad?
I don't know. Yes, I think
it's always a possibility.
Yeah, things can always go bad. And then Ghostface is threatening to make Bronson disappear. What the fuck, man?
Yeah, like, that's no good.
Come on, man, really? Ghost would love Bronson. Have they ever met?
Yeah, they've met. And by the way, you know what the worst part is? Did you hear the clip of what Bronson said?
No.
You could just hear in his voice, he didn't mean it.
Right.
He wasn't in the mood. He'd been asked. He was on ESPN. And
I heard you talking about it last time we left Juan Epp.
Yeah, he just got trolled into kind of saying, he's like, yeah, yeah, man, it's like this. Like, you know, it was half-assed.
Yeah.
I've heard him speak so politely about Bronson many times.
And he apologized, man. That's why is that not respected, yo? Fucking.
What, an apology?
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, I got into it with someone last week. I'm not going to talk about related to this podcast directly. I said something. I really didn't. Again, it was one of those things. Saif, it was one of those, like, I said some of those fighting words mm-hmm. that I didn't realize were fighting words. And this person went off the deep end about it, right? Mm-hmm. And I wasn't scared by the person going off the deep end, actually. But I was like, oh, man, if it really took you off the deep end, that's not really where I was trying to go, yeah. okay? Mm-hmm. So I'm not really going to have you intimidate me and make me think I'm like, I don't like getting into a whole dick swinging contest. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do that. I really wasn't trying to do that. So after the person says all this crazy shit, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. And I said, you know what?
Really?
Yeah. And I said, you know what? I'm sorry. I really shouldn't have said that. If you want to have a conversation about why I said that, I would love to do that. But I don't really want to have a big dick swinging contest. I'm just going to tell you, I shouldn't have said that. That wasn't the best thing to say. From that point on, after I said the words, I'm sorry, mm-hmm. no response.
Mm.
No response.
Right.
So you want to say some big shit talk, I'm going to fuck you up, I'm going to do this. But then if I'm like, hey, you know what? I'm sorry.
Right.
Not that you're too small for that. Now you're not going to reply?
Yeah.
So that, why are people so against that?
I don't know.
I fuck up all the time. People don't think they fuck up at all.
Yeah.
I got news for you about Bronson. He fucked up. I love Bronson. He was in a situation where he was on an open microphone doing live TV. I was watching at ESPN. Mm-hmm. Sometimes, dude, I've done it a million times. As guys who spend our lives in front of open microphones, sometimes you say shit and you're like, ah, fuck. Mm-hmm. That probably wasn't exactly how I would have wanted to address it. And shit happens. I wish people would accept the apology.
I know.
Ghost too.
Some people do.
I wish Ghost. I mean, you know what, though? And I want to say this. Ghost, I'm sure, eventually will accept the apology. He probably had so many fucking douchebags putting a battery in his back.
All douchebags who don't even know what the fuck is going on.
Not only that, but hold on. Don't just do that. Yes, the old ones. But then on top of that, the kids who spend their life on Twitter reporting things back between celebrities. Mm-hmm. You know? Kids who are going to be trying to figure out who I was just talking about so they can go tweet the person and tell them, Rosenberg aired you out. People spend time doing this.
I know.
Really just spending their life trying to inject negative energy into the world.
All day.
To see what they can do.
It's crazy.
It's a crazy place out here. You missed Peter Palooza.
How was it?
It was really good.
I heard it was, no, I didn't hear anything about it.
It was great. Rocky fucking was awesome. Vic Mensa was awesome. Remy Banks and World's Fair was awesome. Bodega Bams came out on like a fucking... He got like wheeled out on a gurney, like murder was the case style, kind of.
That's hot.
And had the correct, he was wearing the fucking correctional suit.
Damn, he wanted me to DJ for him.
I know.
I couldn't do it.
Gunplay showed up and did three songs.
Oh, nice.
That was great. Fucking, you know, some random good I mean, listen, would it be my birthday if Jaden Smith wasn't there? So Jaden Smith. Just like a good random array of people showed up. It was fucking packed. And Rocky was in great spirits. Like, Rocky's such a good dude.
Yeah, I like that guy a lot.
Really good. And oh, by the way, you know who else is a fucking amazing dude? Ferg.
Yeah.
Ferg is the fucking best.
Yeah.
And it, you know, it was their first show in New York, you know, after ASAP Yam's passing. So I think there was a lot of special energy
on
the show.
Any wheelchair guys?
You know, Saif, I'm going to be honest with you. This sort of is some reason for concern. I think ASAP Mob is so young. They don't have wheelchair guys.
Really? No wheelchair guys showed up?
At least on my side of the stage, no wheelchair guys.
Wow. The game has changed, baby.
No, it has. Now listen, today
the
I
game
have
has
a
changed.
I have a summer stage today in Staten Island. Central Park summer stage, whatever, mm-hmm. but in Staten Island. Mac Wilds is on it.
Yeah.
I'm guaranteeing wheelchair guys.
Staten Island.
Yeah.
Yeah, there'll be some wheelchair
100%.
Guys.
There has to be some wheelchair guys who are gonna come through. So anyways, Peter Palooza was cool. And then I was going to ask you about the Meek and Drake and all these different things.
Yeah, I'm just not feeling it, man.
It's kind of a bummer. It is kind of. Although maybe, Saif, maybe it'll be like wrestling and there'll be a big reunion this weekend. You never know.
Maybe.
People would love
but then
it.
I don't care about that either.
No, you think that's stupid then too. So you don't want them to fight, but you don't really want them to make up and have it be fake either. You just rather have nothing.
Yeah, I'd rather people get along, make some dope music together, like... Why is I just fucking huge egos and shit? Like, what's the fucking deal?
Pete, by the way, cats are, and I just want to say, like, this is the thing about me. Here's about me, right? I go on these like rants, and you guys have seen it with Charlemagne or this one or that one. And at the end of it, I'm like, man, I'm a sensitive little bitch. But ultimately, I'm like everyone else. We just expect that other people aren't like that. But like, we want our big rappers to be above being sensitive. Right. They're not. They're not above being sensitive. Their feelings get hurt all the time. Because obviously that's what happened here. Feelings got hurt. People didn't want to communicate. And then things go left. That's what happens. Isn't that why 9 out of 10 fights happen?
Yeah.
Feelings get hurt and people don't want to address why their feelings are hurt.
All day.
So then they say, blah, blah. Everyone I have problems with, pretty much. Except for Charlamagne. That's just like normal radio things, right? So we're not supposed to get along. We're on opposing radio stations. Besides that, though, every problem I've had with a person, you name it, Combat Jack, this one, that one, it's all because of like something goes left, then either I'm sensitive or they're sensitive and someone doesn't say something and then it gets nasty and then it goes left. It's very rarely because someone's just like a terrible person.
Yeah.
I mean, there's, I guess every once in a while there's some people that have some bad traits, but by and large, it's because we are grown men, but we all of us generally have a little bit of bitch in us. All of us have a tendency to want to avoid conflict and end up doing dumb shit.
That's the thing. Like, I don't like calling it bitch.
Because it's just being human.
That sounds bad, yeah.
Yeah, we're just human.
It's just regular. The bitch is the person who taught you not to address your issues. That's who the bitch is.
Wait, you going
to... Your dad.
You're going at the generic dad?
Your dad is a bitch.
Whoa, Scythe.
Any dad who told you it's not cool to cry or deal with your problems is a fucking asshole.
And guess what? No one could say shit about your dad.
My dad's dead.
Exactly. So if I fucking dare you to bring some shit up with Scythe, you'll fucking offend him real bad.
But anyway, who cares?
I'm
fed up.
I had some heartbreaking news this week.
What?
You didn't think about me at all? The Hulk Hogan story?
Oh.
Torment.
Dude. He lives in Florida and wears flip-flops. He says the N-word. There was nothing shocking.
Have you already done that on stage?
No.
Are you going to?
I didn't even
Mage.
Do it.
That was Mage. He wears flip-flops and he always
wears flip-flops and lives in Florida.
And wears a bandana.
He like
long blonde hair, bandana.
Oh, the racist. I'm like, yeah, yeah, yes.
Who's supposed to be a racist?
Yes.
So it doesn't affect. It doesn't.
What did he say? I don't even know what he said.
His quotes were pretty bad.
But in a sex tape.
Yeah, I mean the whole thing's bad. It's from 2006. It's that tape when he was fucking Bubba the Love Sponge's wife.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
And so while he's fucking Bubba the Love Sponge's wife, which is already weird, 'cause it's like his best friend's wife.
Right.
So that's weird. He's sitting around with her and he starts complaining about Brooke. I guess this is all transcript. He starts complaining about how Brooke doesn't listen anymore.
Right.
And then he starts getting into how she's dating a black dude.
Okay, a white dad from Florida.
Yep.
Upset about his daughter dating a black guy. What? No, and then he says, shit. No shit. The only N word should be no shit. That's the N word that should be used. No shit. I gotta write that down. That's pretty good.
Oh, you hurt my neck because I slept weird last night and that made me laugh. No, it's that's the only shocking N word. That's the joke. The only shocking N-word. No, I guess that doesn't make sense, though.
No.
No shit. Yeah, what's a more surprising racial moment? The Donald Star, the old Jewish rich man in Los Angeles?
None of it. There's a guy that this is a guy that I work with, right? No, say hi and bye to him. No kind of relationship.
Where do you work with him?
At one of the comedy clubs.
Okay.
And I was telling this other guy, he walked past us, and I said, that guy right there says the N-word all the time. I'm looking at him. I know where he's from. I know what he likes. He says the N-word all the time. Now, it's weird because he works with a lot of black people, a lot of black comedians, and gets along with them great. He likes them. They like him. But if he gets into an incident at a traffic light with a black guy, he's using the N-word. Guaranteed. And doesn't hate black people. Doesn't come to work and be like, fuck, Chris Rock is here, or Dave Chappelle, or fucking Nori Davis. Like, you know, he likes them. But in that moment, he uses the N-word. I know it.
So here's the question I have then, Scythe. Are you saying that even though Hulk Hogan said, and I believe the line was something like, she's dating a fucking N-word. I wish she was at least fucking an 8 foot tall N-word who made millions of dollars. And then he's like, oh, I guess everybody, I'm a little racist. I guess everyone's a little racist. Fucking N-words. Like, just says it again. Okay, right? Now, so it's pretty glaring. Could you go as far as arguing that someone who says these unimaginable things that you and I can't relate to saying, could you go as far as saying that doesn't mean they're necessarily racist? Or it's just one compartmentalized part of racism.
Yes, that's exactly it. But racism is, there's very many different degrees of racism. And somebody like that, like a racist, you can't imagine a racist having black friends, can you? Like if you're racist against black people, you probably don't have black friends. But a lot of people who say the N-word have black friends. Cole Hogan has black friends.
Right. So where is this? Because I know all kinds of, I know racists who politically, everything they say is racist to me, is offensive. If you were to talk to them about affirmative action, if you're talking about the history of America and what black people's role is, everything I'd be offended by.
Yeah.
But then when they go out in the world, every interaction they have with anyone of any background is just decent and warm and appropriate and how it should be. And would give the shirt off their back to them. So it's all these different like, weird...
That's the kind of racist I don't like. It's like sneaky racist.
You want someone to just come up and... But that everyone, how many non-sneaky racists are there? In 2015, to be an out-and-out, like you see a black person, you start chasing them? Like that doesn't, not that common.
No, that doesn't happen.
Like, that's why I respect the kind of anti-Semitism I get. I get such blatant to my face anti-Semitism. It's very rare.
But it offends most people's lives. It offends you when some ignorant person says some Jew shit because I look at them and be like, you don't even know the history of the slur.
I know, I feel bad for that. I do.
Like, how can you use a slur where you don't even know where it came from?
But that's not what they say. They go, yo, man, Rosenberg, man, you're the only Jew I like. Right. I'm like, man, that is a weird compliment. Like, I don't even know. And I've gotten that a lot of times, right? Like, a lot. Like, I don't know. Like,
and it offends you?
It feels a little weird. Like, can you imagine, like we have a lot of listeners out there and who in their lives, they're the victims of systematic racism, right? Like they go to apply for a job.
That's what racism is.
That's true racism, right? Yeah. So they deal with true racism. I don't deal with true racism, right? I get all the benefits of being a white person, fucked up as that is, right? Yeah. And in my old age, I try to take advantage as much as I can because I spent too long ignoring it. No, please, I'm not doing it. I am not doing a service to my black brothers and sisters if I don't try to take advantage of the bullshit myself. But a lot of these people who experience systematic racism the way you have as well may never experience in 2015, hey, yo, my man, you know what? You're the only black person I like. They may never get that.
Yeah.
I get a very unique...
No, they get that. Black people?
Yeah, you think so? Yeah. You have to be in a situation, though, where like you work a job and you're the only black guy there. Yeah. It's one of those situations.
Yeah. And people will say shit in front of you and you'll be like... They'll be like, not like you, Calvin. Not like you.
Calvin.
I just named him Calvin.
Is he the manager of McDonald's? Hey, by the way, at Cypher Sounds or at Rosenberg Radio, feel free to tell us your favorite racist lines that someone said to you and you couldn't believe they said it in person. Because it's all very different, but I'm just trying to figure out. So like, when the Hulk Hogan story broke, my wife was sleeping. We were both sleeping, obviously. Happened overnight. My wife was sleeping in this amazing... I bought her this Hulkamania sweatshirt, Sife, at Mania last year, right? And I bought it sort of ironically, like my wife doesn't care about wrestling, but I'm like, I'm at WrestleMania, I'm at the store, they had a specific girls thing, right? But instead of it being like a dumpy girls thing, they did, WWE did a deal with some clothing company, I forget what it's called, but they make like real nice, comfortable girls clothes.
Right.
So I bought her, it's this purple Hulkamania sweatshirt. That's the fucking softest, most comfortable thing. And whenever she wears it, and I don't know if guys out there can relate to this, there's that thing your wife wears to bed that you just fucking love and think is really cute. And I'm like, oh, I fucking love my wife.
Yeah.
And it's that. And I'm like, can she even fucking wear it anymore? Can she go outside?
Why not? You're going to let every wrestler you like has used the N-word. So now you don't like them?
Daniel Bryan, I bet, has never used the N-word.
Well, he's a weirdo, right?
He's like a vegan.
Yeah. Nah, where's he from?
Seattle. He's pretty liberal. He's young. He's like 30. He's from Seattle. All right, he maybe. May be N-word free.
Maybe.
But short of that.
But everyone has used it, man. Everyone uses it. I know people talk shit about me behind my back. Because some people think I'm black, and I know they say black shit about me.
What do you mean? But what about Puerto Rican shit?
No, that too.
All right.
But none of it offends me.
Well, hold on, Steph. I want to say something very important to you now. When I've said racist things about you,
yeah,
it's only been Puerto Rican.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Okay?
How can you? I don't know. People get offended. I don't know how.
What do you mean? What don't you understand about why they'd be offended by racial slurs?
Okay, I'm going to tell you. I recently heard somebody say they never get offended, and I started applying that to my life, right? And I was saying, nothing can offend me. Nothing can offend me. And I was digging deep to see what would offend me. And I found almost nothing. The only thing that offends me is if somebody you love or care about does something that they know you don't like. That's the only thing that can offend me.
In other words, if like a close friend of yours slept with your wife, that's like as bad as it could be. It's someone you know, someone you care, and they know you wouldn't like it. And they're doing it anyway.
Yes.
That's pretty bad.
I don't know if I would feel offended. Is it offended?
And it's something. It's something.
Is that right?
I think
I don't know
offended.
If that's offended.
It's hurt.
I guess that would be offended, yeah. That would offend me, yeah. But like strangers saying shit doesn't mean a thing.
Really?
Nothing.
When you go on Twitter and it's like, Zyf, you fucking suck.
Yeah, okay. The what is it? Like the primal for 1 second. I'll read Instagram comments and I'll see a negative one.
I'm gonna go find one right now.
Right? And for 1 second, I go fucking, and I go, ah, nope. And I move on.
So the primal urge is that it does bother you.
For a second, yes.
But not the reality.
Because I'm like, I'm gonna spend time and write back to this guy when the 10 comments above this were good and I didn't say anything to them.
Well, that's the
I didn't
part,
say thank you to them.
That's the part I go through is like, what kind of dickhead am I? When I ignore the good ones and reply to the bad ones.
I just write back. I just been writing back, why do you follow me? That's all I write back. Why do you follow me?
Do they ever answer that?
Yeah.
What will they say? Half the time they're like, oh, just kidding.
Sometimes they say that, just kidding.
I was a fan. I'm a fan, actually. See, I'm trying to find one that someone will make fun of. Oh, here we go. This should be good. You're kind of fat in this picture. Oh, no, it's only got 6 comments.
Kind of fat in this picture.
It's you with Drake. His eyebrows look fucking nuts. You're fat. I was hoping that would be the one people would... Oh, here we go. Throwback Thursday to when Paul Giamatti.
Oh, yeah. No, you got to put one when I'm at a comedy club because that's when people say I'm not funny.
Really?
Yeah.
While you're on stage? Like you'll post yourself on stage and they'll be like, fuck you, you're not funny?
Exactly.
What's this Eminem picture? Dude, this Eminem Drew Ha picture? That's fucking awesome. That's what you posted for Juan Epstein. It was him and Drew Ha.
Eminem, yeah.
That's really great. Syph, did you see Trainwreck yet?
No, I gotta go see it.
Do you want to hear my over-the-top declaration that I made about it?
Sure.
You ready for it?
Yeah.
It's the best comedic film debut since 48 Hours.
What do you mean? Personally, you feel that way?
Amy Schumer in Trainwreck is the best
for
a new actor in a movie that I've seen since Eddie Murphy.
Yeah, it's really good. But see, I'm also, I don't know if you ever noticed this about me. I hate hype.
I know. And that's got a lot of hype.
Yeah, but I hype at the Cellar. Like, it's everyone in the movies at the Cellar.
Of course.
So the fucking hype, so it turns me off. And I'm like, I don't know what it is about when people hype shit up. I don't want to go.
Does she ever come by the Cellar still?
Yeah.
Do you ever see her?
Yeah, all the time.
You talk to her?
Yeah.
She know who you are?
Yes, and she knew who I was before she blew up. I know her for a long time. She's friends with Rachel Feinstein.
I know she's friends with Rachel Feinstein.
Yeah, I know them from way back. Me too. Before she even had anything.
I know Rachel Feinstein from you.
She fucking was at the New York, Stand Up New York once. She got up on a show I was hosting to test out roast jokes. Oh, for the dude from, no, it wasn't his roast, but he was on it. Steve-O?
Steve, oh. But yeah, what about him?
Remember she made a remark about the guy that passed away?
Was that her joke? Was that Schumer's joke?
I think so.
By the way, as offended as you think I would be about that joke, it's still, I was like, it's a roast. Yeah. I always felt like everyone was kind of...
But whatever, I met, that's not when I met her, but I remember
offensive
her
joke, though, no question.
And then she just fucking blew up. I mean, I don't know anything about her. I didn't know anything about her before. Now I know so much about her. I see why she blew up. And she deserves it.
She's fucking amazing.
My boy Mark Norman is on the road with her. He's like her opener. And we've been getting tight. And he just tells me all the shit about her. Like, they'd be on the road. He'd go down at a bar and party with fans or chicks, whatever. And she'd go, I'm going to go to my room and write. And she would write this movie. Just all night, writing the movie, writing the movie, writing the movie, writing the jokes, punching it up, fixing it, changing shit. It's fucking awesome.
When are we going to get her on the show?
It's probably too late now.
I'm working on it. I am working.
Work your magic, baby.
I know. You have nine. I kept thinking. I was like, man, I must know a lot of people that know her. And then I was like, oh, man, Syfe must know a fucking lot of people that know her.
Yeah, everybody.
But, yeah, she's Mage. And the movie is fucking amazing.
Yeah, we'll go see it this week.
Bill Hader's so good. LeBron's so good. She's so good. By the way, and it's only like 20 minutes too long. Which for an Apatow movie is amazing.
Oh, I've been hanging with Apatow.
What? Sorry?
Been hanging with Judd, my boy Juddy.
He's been at the Cellar?
Yeah, he does stand up.
What's he been like?
Cool.
Cool. Does he know who you are?
Now he does.
You got his number yet?
No. Email.
Email?
Email.
So you're really, let's be clear, you're being very, you're not rushing any of those relationships, any of that time. You're just
rushing them. What do you mean?
Like, at this point, in terms of way you want to build your career, you're not going to meet Judd Apatow three times and be like, yo, will you do my improv show?
Oh, no. I would ask for the improv show.
But you haven't yet.
I was trying to, but he left before. When I was hosting.
So I take it back. What I was saying, wrong. Right,
you will, no, improv show, yes.
Okay.
Not, can I be in a movie?
Right.
Improv show.
Not that I have an idea I want to pitch you.
Every person I invite to the improv show loves it. So it's not like a weird get.
Because you know they're going to like it anyway.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what else they like anyway?
What?
Squarespace.
Oh.
You didn't know I was going there, did you?
No. You fucking...
Yeah, because I'm a fucking genius, man.
Right. Oh, they're going to say Jew.
Maybe a good way for you to get these people to know about the improv show would be if you went on to Squarespace and you built a website for the improv show. Bam! How do you like that?
Right.
Incredibly easy. Well, what if you want to put video on there?
Can you put video on Squarespace?
Of course. What about, do you have merch?
I got merch.
Do you want to sell it?
Yeah.
You could do that with Squarespace. Fuck. Yeah. All with Squarespace.com.
But I want to put pictures.
Then put pictures. You think it's a website with no pictures? You think? Do you hear me doing commercials where I go, Squarespace, the leading website maker in the world. Oh, no. Minus pictures.
Can I embed?
Yeah, no, you can't. Squarespace, they do a great job, but no embedding.
Oh, I see what you're saying, sarcasm.
Yeah, it's sarcasm I'm talking about here. They can do everything.
Can I start a website about sarcasm?
If you wanted to, guess what you could do with Squarespace? You could start a website about Squarespace.
Touche.
A dedicated, you know, just love of Squarespace website Squarespace that you make with fans. Squarespace for Squarespace fans.
Yeah.
Go to Squarespace right now. Use the code WANEP. They'll give you a discount. You'll make the website of your dreams. And maybe one day you'll get Amy Schumer to come on your website. Okay? Use the code WANEP on Squarespace. I'm working on it. Okay?
We should have got her before the movie came out.
I know.
What's wrong with us?
Squarespace. Build it simple. Syfe, it's really what's wrong with you. Let's be honest. You could get her like that.
Yeah, I probably could.
Like, by the way, do you know how often she lives here? I'm asking.
Lives here?
Yeah, how often does she live here?
What do you mean?
Amy.
She lives here.
All the time. She's a New Yorker. She's just a New Yorker.
She lives in New York. I see what you're saying.
But she's not in L. She's literally here all the time.
Yeah. This is her home.
Okay. Where do you think she lives in New York? I want to go like a week by your house.
I don't know. I assume, Amy? Oh, I do know where she lives. I can't say.
You do?
Yeah.
Have you been to her house?
No.
Have you laid in her bed?
No, Rachel told me where she lives.
Oh, my God. Can I go wait at her house?
Rachel told me that this was like the week before the movie came out. No, like maybe like 3 weeks before the movie came out. And they were going out one night, and Rachel, Amy was coming to meet her on the train. And she's like, stop taking the fucking train.
It's over.
It's done. Like, the movie didn't come out yet, but your face is everywhere, and the fucking posters and ads for the movie are fucking everywhere. Stop taking the train.
How are you attracted to Amy Schumer? I thought she'd be right up your alley.
Yeah, she's, I would smash.
In a heartbeat?
Yeah.
She's very attractive in the movie.
Yeah, she's attractive.
And is she just an attractive?
I like the picture when she took, when she was naked.
Oh, you don't say. That's the one you liked?
Because, you know, you saw, you know what I'm talking about?
The R2-D2?
No. Before that, maybe a couple.
I liked when she was fucking getting gangbanged by Star Wars.
I like that, too. I saved those pictures. But
save them for?
For personal consumption.
Okay.
Like 6 months ago, maybe she got made fun of for being a big, like, kind of bigger. She's like, I'm a size, I forget what she said, but she's proud of it. And she took, like, a bunch of naked pictures at the cellar, like she was hiding her. Or chimichangas, but...
But still.
But she's thick.
Yeah.
That's what problem with thick girls, man. They want to be skinny, but you got a whole huge fan base, yo.
Yeah, exactly. Just
go to your fans.
You got any new joints out there you're really into?
Nah, I'm in a vacuum lately.
What's the vacuum?
Just being at the cellar. Like, I don't know what's going on in the world.
How often are you at the
cellar? I turned on Hot 97 the other day.
Why'd you do
that? By accident. Because I was in my wife's car, and it's programmed on the radio. So I hit the button, and I was like, ugh, Hot 97.
Memories?
Ugh.
Have you seen anyone or talked to anyone?
From the station?
Yeah.
Not in a while. Drewski.
How's that going?
Well, you're not even paying attention to me.
I'm looking on my Instagram for thick chicks to tell you about. I'm totally paying attention.
Nah, I'm upset about chicks too. I'm getting old, man.
What's the problem?
I these video chicks, man. I can't take it.
Now you're bothered by video chicks?
Like, yeah, is that the term? Video chicks, Instagram models, whatever.
It's a lot of them.
I just fucking. I feel just bad for you. I feel bad for them.
The
I'm a sack of sorry. I'm a sorry sack. Like, I just.
That's how old you are now.
Not even that. Like, even when I used to go to... That's why I don't like going to strip clubs, because I would always be the dude in the corner, like, trying to talk a chick out of it.
And now every girl's like that. Now there's so many.
So many. It's like the culture now.
So the other night, the day after my birthday concert, I did a club. I did Uptown. I did Cliff.
Yeah, I saw.
So we went to Cliff. And I knew, Sife, that I would see some ridiculous Dominican chicks with just, like, ridiculous bodies. It's part of the appeal. This one girl walked past us, Sife. And I looked at Shawnee Culture and I said, Shawnee, wait for this girl to walk past here. This is not even real life. This is not even real life. And she walked past, and it's like literally the only thing that could have happened was that she went to a doctor's office and was like, can you make me look exactly like Kim Kardashian? Because her body's like, it's a joke. Human beings don't look that way.
Find other countries to get surgery for what? For followers? I mean, I guess they get, all right, they make money, right? Some of them make money. They host gigs or they get money. But every, like, who's the hottest chick right now? I don't know. I don't want you to say, but I'm just saying, take that girl. The hottest chick right now. Got all these followers, all these likes, host clubs.
Yep.
Reverse the calendar exactly 2 years to this day. Who was that girl and where the fuck is she?
I don't remember and I don't know her name.
Exactly. You pay attention to the latest 3, 4, 5, but the other ones start getting swept away. What is their life now that they had a taste and then now they don't? What are they doing? Like, wasn't there one chick that got arrested for setting some dude up and he got killed?
Oh my gosh, I haven't even heard that story.
The Dominican chick. Miss Dominican or...
Oh, yeah. And was she one of those chicks?
Yeah.
And she was just like a... Instagram thought?
I don't even think there was Instagram at the time, but whatever she was that, whatever it was.
That's a sad sign, by the way, when not only do people not know your name, but they don't even remember what your social media platform for being a slut was.
I don't know, man.
Mendez, come in here. Is she listening? Mendez, come here. Bring your ass in here. That is really sad. So, and I saw this girl the other day, and I was like, I don't even understand what these people are doing.
Yeah, I don't get it.
Why?
What's up, Mendez?
Hey, Mendez, how are you?
I'm pretty fabulous and tired.
Happy birthday. How was your birthday celebration?
It was amazing. And
Sif, is this one of the things you do miss about Hot 97 right here?
Me? No. I have so many great stories that you miss out on all the time.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
I actually like Marissa as a person, but the stories, I can't take it. You know? The shit she's involved with.
I forgot that you told me that. I was like, well, I remember at first because like the beginning of Mendez sort of being like a part of everyone's regular life was kind of through your show. That was when you really started being around all the time. I know through Flex, blah, blah, blah. But I mean, in terms of everyone else, like the morning show and blah, 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 kind of started when she was on your show. And I was getting to know her better. And I was like, you know, like, what do you think of Mendez? You came to LA, blah, 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 et cetera. And I'm like, what do you think of Mendez? And he's like, oh, I love her. I was like, yeah, what about her story? She's crazy. He's like, I can't even hear what she's talking about. Like, it's fucking psychotic, the thing she says.
It's insane.
It's a good life that I live here, you know?
Did you get
it? The reason why I like you is because you like something. You decide to make it your life.
You mean dick?
No, whatever.
No.
You decide to make it your life, and you do it to the best of your ability. So if I wrote that down on paper, I would fucking... I do. I like people that go for it. Just the things you go for
You don't understand.
That's not even that I don't understand. I do understand. I just don't like it. Does that make sense?
You don't like dick, you're saying.
No, I go after other things.
What else? Ass?
No, work, career.
Yes, you do. You also go for that. That's true. Fact.
Good at it.
Facto.
And you're very good at it. You don't tell the stories as much about it. Her stories aren't like, oh my God, I was working so hard last night. This blog post took forever. Well, that's not what your stories are like. Your story's like, so I went to this club, and then after the club, I had to drive 45 minutes to New Jersey, and there were like six weird dudes there, and then we went to like blah, 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 and I'm like, I don't even understand what's happening. Why are you doing this?
Sounds too normal of a night for me.
What are you doing today? Do you want to come to Staten Island to Summer Park, Central Park, Summer Stage? Like 4:30.
What is that? Who's there?
I don't want to say.
No, say, because then I can determine if I want to go.
Mac Wild.
I think I'll pass.
You're why is that?
I don't know.
You don't want to have sex with Mac Wild?
That's not funny. I don't know much about his music. So
what do you mean that's not funny?
Yeah, all I did was ask a question.
Because he just insinuates that I want to have sex with every artist, and that if I don't want to see somebody, that is not what simply I'm because I don't want to have sex with them.
But do you want to have sex with Mac Wild?
No, he seems like a nice person, though.
You don't want to have sex with him?
No.
Why not?
Because.
Well, not that you want to. Would you?
No.
I don't understand the difference. What you said. Not what you want to, but not that you want to, but would you?
No, I would not.
You don't understand the difference between want to and would?
No, would be like if you just ended up in a situation, would you just say fuck it and
like
go
you're
for
3
it?
Days on the road and
ew.
Fucking...
Do you think this picture of The Rock's legs is attractive?
Ew.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah. Are those muscles or like
I guess.
Situations happening?
What do you mean situations?
I don't know. Like he fucked up his leg. He got run over by a car and it.
So you had, you had a good birthday, Mendez?
I did. Everybody texted me and loved me.
All your boos, all your bays.
Yeah, literally every bay.
Every bay you have.
Even Fishbot texted me and said, happy C Day blood, which was a little confusing because I feel like.
That's mixing gangs together.
I don't know much about gangs, but I know that wasn't.
These are separate usually.
How that goes. So.
Hey, do you want to just say squad once?
Squad!
All right, thank you. You all right?
Is that,
yeah.
Yeah, she struggled.
It flexes the vocal cords sometimes.
She struggled through that. So, Cypher, you're going to head off to Caravana and OVO.
Oh, I'm fucking jealous.
All right, we know you are. I'm going to Lollapalooza.
I'm going to Electric Adventure in Atlantic City with Ty Dolla $ign and Machine Gun Kelly.
Exactly. So you're excited too.
I am excited. It's going to be a good time.
So did you notice the part when I tried to wrap things up with Marissa, but she's still talking? She just continued.
I didn't even notice.
I just had to add that part.
Did you try to wrap it up?
I wrapped her. I was like, anyways, you know.
Wrap.
So anyways, this is Sif, this is your plan. Ooh, man, I need that record. Fuck.
What the classic. Are you looking at?
Well, I ended up on Instagram, so we started talking about Instagram sluts.
I can't see. That's another thing.
You start going down the
Instagram rabbit hole. I try to avoid it. And I've been unfollowing like a motherfucker.
Unfollow thought.
Not everybody. A lot of people getting unfollowed.
Really? Just in general?
Yeah. Just like, I mean, about something.
Like, why do I follow you?
Yeah.
And then there's so many people whose personalities I like in real life, and I hate you on Instagram.
For real.
Like, you could think Syph has a boring Instagram, which I do, but it's exactly who you are.
Yeah.
That's just who you are. You're fucking boring. You're at the fucking Comedy Cellar. You're putting up like a bootleg looking meme that you make yourself. Yeah. Like, this is what you are.
That's me.
I mean, you could probably put stand up a little more food in it if you're being completely real. But then again, food.
What do you mean?
Then again, you're
pictures
not eating
of food?
That much. Yeah.
What? Why?
Because food's delicious.
Why? Why a picture of it?
But like, what about like pulling up to a Taco Bell and you're like, oh my God, Taco Bell time. Like, when you're excited about
I did go to Taco Bell and try those Captain Crunch Delights.
How was that?
Disgusting.
Really?
You're not 40-day resetting anymore?
I'm always on and off.
It was a day off.
Yo, it's Crunch Berries. Fuck out of here, Crunch Berries.
Oh, you thought it was regular Captain Crunch.
Regular Captain Crunch. I could have got with it. Crunch Berries is disgusting, man.
Now, I do want you to know, Syph, I was in Iowa a few weeks ago.
Why?
I was doing something with the NBA. And there was a player there who I had to interview, Harrison Barnes, who's from Iowa. Yeah. You ever been there?
Oh, you're doing a lot of shit.
And that was a fun one. That was a fun one.
Oh.
So I went to Iowa, and I go on Twitter, and I go, what's going on in Iowa, Des Moines, Iowa tonight? First thing I got was hashtag said nobody ever. But then what followed was things that were going on in Des Moines, Iowa.
Always. Something going on everywhere.
Guess what was happening? There was a wrestling thing that was the night before that I missed by one night. Mm. Run the Jewels, Killer Mike and LP, were performing in Des Moines that night.
Okay.
So I get there, and we linked up, and we all agreed. We'd heard the same echoed sentiment. You got to go to Zombie Burger.
Okay.
Okay, so you know what we're doing.
I like this.
We're going to fucking
with them?
Zombie. Yeah.
With Run the Jewels?
Yes. So we met up, went to
Run the Jewels. Cool with them?
I know Killer Mike. That was the first night I ever hung out with LP.
Okay.
We talked about you, of course.
Thanks.
He said you were one of the last people he knew at Raucous.
Yeah.
Like, you came in towards the end of his time there. And I was like, weren't you an early CoFlow fan?
Yeah.
It's funny though, because I said to him, I was like, Syph likes Company Flow, but I don't think he likes any other music like Company Flow except Company Flow. Like, everything else, you'd be like, what the fuck is this? It's shit.
That's weird.
But they had a New Yorkiness to them that made it different.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So anyways, LP's fucking great. And we're going to get both of them. By the way, Killer Mike, I want him on the podcast so bad because his direct line was, I want to do Juan Epstein because I'm tired of being jealous of other rappers. He's a fan of the podcast. So shout out to Killer Mike. Run the Jewels. They're amazing, by the way.
I'm going to listen to this shit. What should I listen to?
Really good.
Why is it good?
Because it's not remotely nap rap. Okay. We talked about the term nap rap.
Yeah.
I brought that up to LP. It's like different. I love their fucking story that they somehow are the biggest they've ever been together and their most random thing ever.
Yeah.
Music here. I'll play. Can I just give you one example?
Yeah.
Here's something I love by Run the Jewels. Let's see. Where's my favorite one? This isn't my favorite one. I think.
Oh my. Oh my. Fuck the law. They can eat my dick. That's word of pimp. Word of pimp. Word of pimp. Hold up. The law, they can eat my dick, that's word of pimp.
Yeah.
I don't fuck with a
that's call like
all these fucking imps. Stop violent, give a fuck if you deny it, kids.
Yeah.
You can all run naked backwards to a field of dicks. Fuck the world, don't ask me for shit, that's word of big. I dreamt we own the world, but I've woken up and it don't exist.
LP makes the beats.
Can't slap my wrist, I don't owe shit. Trust me, I'm a doctor, do operate, I'm a post-war razor, bitch.
Tick toe on the track like a barrel ski mask and a punny.
No, that's Kill Mike.
Yeah. LP was first.
Oh, that was LP.
Yeah. Sorry, I wasn't paying attention to what you said. LP was first, that's Kill Mike.
Okay, now I know this voice. One black, one white, we shoot the
deal. That fuck boy life about to be repealed. That fuck boy shit about to be repaired. Fuck boy G hard, kill infidels. Law whack bar boom from Mike and L.
Life is hell, death's a bitch, and these fool bar rulers.
I can see that you're actually into this. Hold on.
Hot.
My favorite one. This is my favorite one that I played off this album.
Run them jewels fast, run them jewels fast. Run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, fuck the slow mo. Run them, 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 run them,
run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them,
run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them,
run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them,
run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them,
run them, run them, run them,
run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them,
run them, run them, run them, run them,
run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run
them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run
them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them,
run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them,
run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them,
run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them,
run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them,
run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them,
run them, run them, run them, run them, run them,
run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them,
run them, run them, run them,
run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run
them, run them,
run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run
them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them,
run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them,
run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them,
run them, run them,
run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them,